Section 7. Sharing the road. A. Pedestrian right of way. Pedestrians have the right of way at street crossings but must obey traffic control signals. Where a traffic signal is not present, vehicles must stop for pedestrians in a crosswalk, whether marked or unmarked, when a pedestrian is on the half of the roadway on which the vehicle is traveling, or approaching from the nearest lane on the other half of the roadway. 1. Blind or deaf pedestrians or mobility impaired individuals right of way at crossings. Drivers should be especially alert for pedestrians who are deaf, blind, or mobility impaired. These individuals may have difficulty detecting oncoming traffic and may need extra time to cross the road. The driver of a vehicle shall yield the right of way to a blind or partially blind pedestrian carrying a clearly visible white cane or accompanied by a guide dog, service animal. A deaf or partially deaf person accompanied by a guide, service dog. A mobility-impaired individual using a manual or motorized wheelchair, motorized scooter, crutch, cane or walker. 2. Crossing at crosswalks. A crosswalk is the portion of the roadway meant to be used for pedestrian crossings. Crosswalks can be marked on the pavement surface, however, a crosswalk exists across most intersection approaches even if no crosswalk marking is present. Where a traffic signal is in operation, drivers and pedestrians must obey the traffic signal. A driver may not pass any vehicle that is stopped at a crosswalk. Drivers must yield to pedestrians when turning on a steady green signal and when making a turn, after stopping, where turning on a red signal is permitted. B. Emergency vehicles. Authorized emergency vehicles, such as police cars, ambulances, and fire engines, have the right of way when they are using their audible or visual signals, for example, sirens and flashing lights. Immediately after you see or hear an emergency vehicle approaching that is using its signals, you must move as close as possible to the edge of the roadway, clear of any intersection, and remain stopped until the emergency vehicle has passed. If you are proceeding in the same direction as an emergency vehicle using its signals, you may not pass the emergency vehicle unless the emergency vehicle stops or you are otherwise directed by a police officer. If you are approaching an emergency vehicle, tow truck, or other service vehicle that is stopped on a roadway, you must pull into an available lane not immediately adjacent to the referenced vehicle. If it is not possible to move over, you must slow down to a safe speed for the conditions and be prepared to stop if necessary. C. Large trucks. Watch for turning trucks. Trucks make wide turns at intersections and require additional space. When making a right turn, large trucks will often move left prior to making the turn. Car drivers may see this as a lane change to the left and attempt to pass on the right. Passing any truck on the right can be risky. Wait to assess the truck driver's intent before passing. If a truck is stopped at or approaching an intersection, never attempt to cut in along the right side, as the truck driver begins their turn. You could find yourself caught between the turning truck and the curb. When passing a truck that is going in the same direction, pass quickly to resume visibility and change lanes only when you can see both of the truck's headlights in your rearview mirror. Many intersections are marked with stop lines. Crowding the intersection by stopping beyond the stop line can leave your vehicle exposed to trucks attempting to turn from a cross street. Never cut in front of a truck. Fully loaded trucks can weigh more than 80,000 pounds and take the length of a football field to stop. Most cars weigh only 2,000 pounds. No zones. There are four large blind spots around trucks where cars disappear from view and the driver cannot see you. Side no zones. Trucks and buses have blind spots on both sides. If you cannot see the driver's face in the side view mirror, he or she cannot see you. If the truck changes lanes, you could be in trouble. The right side blind spot runs the length of the trailer and extends out three lanes. Rear no zones. Avoid tailgating. Unlike cars, trucks and buses have huge no zones directly behind them. The truck or bus driver cannot see your car back there. If the truck or bus breaks suddenly, you have no place to go. Front no zones. Do not cut in front too soon after passing a truck or bus. Truck and bus drivers need nearly twice the time and room to stop as cars. Look for the entire front of the truck in your rear view mirror before you pull in front, and then do not slow down. Backing up no zones. Never cross behind a truck that is backing up. Hundreds of motorists are killed or injured each year by ignoring trucks that are backing up. Truck drivers do not have a rear view mirror and may not see you cutting in behind them.
D. School vehicles.
Drivers are to stop for school vehicles. If a school vehicle has stopped on a roadway and is operating the alternately flashing red lights, the driver of any vehicle following or approaching the school vehicle shall stop at least 20 feet from the rear of the school vehicle, if approaching the school vehicle from its rear, or at least 20 feet from the front of the school vehicle, if approaching the school vehicle from its front. The driver of any vehicle following or approaching the school vehicle may not proceed until the school vehicle resumes motion or the alternately flashing red lights are deactivated. This does not apply to the driver of a vehicle on a physically divided highway.
E. Motorcycles.
Motorcycles are vehicles with the same rights and privileges as any vehicle on the roadway. But in crashes, a motorcyclist is 6 times more likely to be hurt than a car driver. Motorcycles are smaller than cars and trucks, and it can be harder to judge the speed and distance of an oncoming motorcycle. Yield right of way to an oncoming motorcycle when turning left. Violating a motorcyclist's right of way can result in a citation with significant penalties if you cause a serious injury. Drivers are at fault in just over half of car crashes with motorcycles. Look twice before changing lanes or merging into traffic. Use your mirrors and look over your shoulder to be sure it is safe before merging or changing lanes. Motorcycles can be hidden in a vehicle's blind spot or missed in a quick look due to their smaller size. Do not share a lane with a motorcycle. Motorcyclists often adjust their position in the traffic lane to avoid road hazards like potholes or oil spills, because of wind, and to be seen by other road users. Motorcyclists are entitled to use the entire lane. Do not tailgate or drive too close to a motorcycle. Allow at least 3 to 4 second following distance between your vehicle and the motorcycle in front of you. Motorcycles may need to slow for road hazards like gravel, wet road, or railroad crossings that don't affect cars the same way. Motorcyclists often reduce speed by downshifting or merely rolling off the throttle, which do not activate the brake light. So, be alert and leave plenty of space around motorcycles. Allow plenty of space between your vehicle and the motorcycle when passing. Wind gusts and drafts from a passing vehicle can affect a motorcycle. After passing a rider, make sure you can see the motorcycle's headlight in your rearview mirror before moving back into the lane. If you are being passed by a motorcycle, simply maintain your speed and allow the motorcyclist to complete their passing. Use care when driving near a group of motorcyclists. Motorcyclists participate in organized rides which can involve many motorcycles. Driving around these groups requires communication and patience. If you need to change lanes or reach an exit, signal your intention early and wait for the riders in the group to create gap for you. Do not merge in between groups or riders unless there is sufficient space to do so. If it is a small group, it may be easier to slow and let the group pass before making our lane change. Please obtain a Motorcycle Operator Manual, DL001, or review this manual on the MVA's website, if you wish to obtain a motorcycle license.
F. Bicycles.
Right of way. By Maryland law, bicycles are vehicles. Bicyclists are authorized users of the roadway, and have rights of way and the same duty to obey all traffic signals as motorists. But bicyclists are less visible, quieter, and don't have a protective barrier around them. Motorists must drive carefully near bicyclists. Even a slight mistake can result in serious injury or even death. Expect bicyclists on the road. Expect to find a bicyclist on all types of roads, except interstate highways and toll facilities, at all intersections and roundabouts, in all types of weather, and at all times of the day and night. Bicyclists may ride out in the travel lane for their own safety due to narrow roads, or to avoid obstacles or pavement hazards. On roads without shoulders, or with cars parked along the right side, often the safest place for a bicyclist to ride is in the center of the lane. In Maryland, a bicyclist may use the full lane even while traveling substantially below the speed of traffic if the lane is too narrow for a car to safely pass a bicycle within the lane. Before opening a car door, check for bicyclists who may be approaching from behind. Following a bicyclist. As you approach a bicyclist, slow down.
Avoid honking your horn. Bicyclists can usually hear an approaching vehicle and loud noises can startle bicyclists, causing a crash. Bicycles do not have turn signals, so bicyclists use hand and arm signals to alert you of their intentions. Do not follow a bicycle too closely. Remember that small holes, glass, and other hazards can be particularly dangerous to bicyclists. Bicycles can stop and maneuver quickly, so a bicyclist may swerve or change speed to avoid a road hazard that a motorist cannot see. Pass with care. Give bikes at least 3 feet. Pass a bicyclist as you would any slowly moving vehicle. Be prepared to slow down. Wait until oncoming traffic is clear and then allow at least 3 feet of clearance between your car and the bicyclist when passing. The same 3-foot clearance applies if you are passing a bicyclist in a bike lane, on the shoulder, or in the same lane as your car. After passing a bicyclist, check your mirror to ensure that you have completely passed the bicycle with enough room before you move back to the right. Use caution at intersections, bridges, and driveways. Always assume that bicyclists are traveling straight through an intersection unless they signal otherwise, and yield to bicycles just as you would to any other vehicle. Bicyclists often ride on sidewalks and trails, so look both ways before crossing a sidewalk or trail. A bicycle may come from an unexpected direction. Never make a right turn from a through lane immediately after passing a bike on a shoulder or bike lane. Try to avoid any chance that a bicycle will be to your right or in your right blind spot when you turn right. Before starting a right turn, move as far to the right as practicable within the bike lane, shoulder, or right turn lane. Yield to bicycles as to any other vehicle proceeding straight. Do not turn left immediately in front of a bicycle. Experienced bicyclists often ride very fast, as fast as 35 miles per hour, and may be closer than you think. If you are passing a left-turning vehicle by moving right, first look closely for bicycles. Wherever a travelway narrows for a bridge, parked cars, or other obstructions on the right, be prepared for a bicyclist riding on the shoulder to merge left into the main traffic lane. Driving at night. If you see a dim reflective object at night, do not assume that it is outside of the roadway. It could be a bicycle in the main travel lane. Bicyclists sometimes avoid shoulders at night when cars are not present because tree branches, potholes, debris, and even the edge of the pavement are difficult to see. Your headlights may provide enough light for the bicyclist to safely move into the shoulder for you to pass, but it takes longer at night. When approaching a bicycle, use your low-beam headlights. Watch for children. Children on bicycles are sometimes unpredictable. Expect the unexpected and remember they are small in stature and may be hard to see. Young bicyclists are especially likely to make surprising changes in direction. Be aware of bicyclists entering the roadway from driveways or near parked cars. Strictly observe speed limits in school zones and in residential areas to allow time to see and safely share the road with young bicyclists. G. Mopeds and scooters. All traffic laws apply to drivers of mopeds and motor scooters. Drivers of cars must always be alert for mopeds and scooters, as their size makes them very difficult to see. Mopeds and scooters may be ridden on any roadways where the posted maximum speed limit is 50 miles per hour or less. They may be riding side by side or alone, and on the roadway or on the shoulder. Generally, they are to be ridden as near to the right side of the roadway as practical and safe. Be especially cautious of mopeds and scooters at intersections when they may be turning or going straight through the intersection, and on narrow roadways with little room for passing.